Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, August 27th. I'm here with Danny, as usual. After a kind of relaxing weekend. How was yours?
I didn't do like anything this weekend.
So it was relaxing for you too.
Yeah.
Did you just...
I like watched movies.
Yeah?
Drank some wine. Ah. You know the typical shit I usually do.
Yeah. I think I saw a post, what was it, Friday? You're like... You said something like you don't have anything to do or something, and you dressed up, took a picture or something. Was that?
Oh, when I said Friday night in?
Yeah. So did you like put on all the makeup and dress up?
It happens all the time.
Picture?
No, I never get dressed up just for pictures.
Okay.
I only take pictures if I have plans.
Okay.
So if I ever take a picture and I'm dressed up, it's because plans didn't work out.
Oh, is that what happened? Mm-hmm. So you were ready to go out already?
Yeah, and then I ended up going out on Saturday with people I'm not really close with, and I was just like, what am I doing here?
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't connect with anyone?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. I just have like little patience. I've started to notice the more I go out, the less I have patience for people.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm sober. And I don't know if it's because I'm drinking so much wine, but I feel like my tolerance has gone up.
Probably.
Yeah. Like usually it just takes me like two tequila drinks, especially 1942. I had like three on Saturday night within like a half an hour, and I didn't even have a buzz on.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Your tolerance is up. And I know that...
I could have been because I ate a lot too. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. There's an article that says no amount of alcohol is good for your health.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No one believes you, sir. My doctor told me otherwise.
Look how many people die from alcohol. 3 million people.
Yeah, but those are people that are like abusing alcohol.
No, either that or they get disease, violence, self-harm, traffic accidents, unintentional injuries such as drowning in fires.
Oh, my God.
So shit like that. Yeah, people do stuff
when
they drink.
I actually have seen a lot of, not a lot, but I've seen a few like random stories on like the Shade Room and stuff.
Right.
Where somebody drank and like tripped and fell in the pool and nobody was around.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why people like, like when I go to parties, I ain't going nowhere by myself.
Right.
I don't go to the bathroom by myself.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're a woman. You have reasons to worry, I guess. Right?
Yeah. But even at that, like.
Being harassed and attacked and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When people drink, man, they do crazy shit, you know?
Yeah. You could like accidentally bump your head after you trip.
Right.
That's it.
I mean, people black out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
it's crazy not to remember what you were doing.
I don't know why anyone want to be that type of drunk.
Yeah, but they do, man, because maybe the pain is so great that they're feeling whatever the reason is, and they have to just suppress it with as much alcohol as possible.
Right.
I'm just happy alcohol doesn't do it for me, because I wouldn't want to be stuck in that addiction.
No.
You know, I mean, yeah. I get addicted like to weed, to cigarettes and shit, but to alcohol would have been terrible for me.
Like I could definitely, if I was told like you can never drink another sip of alcohol again, I wouldn't drink another sip of alcohol.
Really,
again.
It wouldn't bother you.
It probably would for like a few years.
Right.
But I mean, if it was like life or death.
But you'd find an alternative or something. You'd go into other drugs.
No,
probably.
I would not.
No?
No, I'm not into drugs
Don't
at all,
Don't you feel
Sam.
You need a buzz sometimes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So why do you drink?
Like Friday night. Like Friday night I stayed in, and normally I would have drank like half a bottle of wine, and I didn't do shit.
But why would you normally drink half a bottle of wine?
I just like the way wine tastes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it puts me in a great mood.
Yeah.
It's not like when I drink tequila, if somebody looks at me wrong, I'm ready to like start fighting. Same with vodka. Vodka and tequila. I've never drank dark liquor. It's not my thing. I don't like the taste of it, but I'm sure if I drank dark liquor, I'd be a mean asshole too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's dark liquor, like whiskey or something?
Yeah, like Jameson, Black Label, Jack. Right. Ugh.
It's all whiskey, yeah.
Yeah, I even hate the smell of it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't stand what is it? Well, I really don't like the smell of vodka or and also tequila. You know, I mean, for me, whiskey is a drink of choice. But again, I don't drink much. Just right. when I go out, might have a drink or two.
Do you ever drink wine?
In a couple months. No, I don't like wine. Don't really? Like the taste, yeah.
Like red wine at all?
There's some wines, maybe like...
Like if you go to an Italian restaurant, are you ordering no, Jameson?
Never order drinks.
Whoa.
No.
See, I don't know if I could do that.
Really?
I don't think
go to a restaurant without drinking?
I mean, unless it's like lunchtime. But even at that, if I go to Takaya at lunchtime, like there's no way I'm not getting a margarita. I've gone there like maybe 3-4 times in the afternoon with friends, and I always get at least one drink.
Well, margarita I do get when I go to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but just like if I go to an Italian restaurant, there's no fucking way I'm enjoying dinner without a glass of red wine.
Wow, very interesting.
I think it's most people drink white. I think white wine is disgusting.
Really?
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's good for cooking.
I like champagne, but
I like champagne too.
Yeah.
Worst hangover. Makes me puke too.
Really?
I don't know if it's the bubbles or what, but I went to a club
maybe
a few months ago and I had only 3 glasses of champagne. So either I got drugged or actually now that I think about it, I probably did get drugged.
Really?
Because I've drank like almost a half a bottle of champagne and barely got a buzz on. I only had 3 glasses of champagne and I was like violently ill.
Wow.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Well, try to drink it again and see if it happens. Then you'll
know if you champagne a thousand times since then.
Okay, have you thrown up since
then?
Nope. Okay, so something happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
My friend was like, why can't you make it? I was like, I'm going to be ill.
Yeah.
And I like puked like I was like in college again. Like I went to the bar and had 20 Long Island iced teas.
God. Women have to be subjected to so many different things, you know? It's fucking unbelievable. In a few minutes, we're going to go out on a limb and have a phone guest, which we haven't had in ages.
Yay.
But it sounded interesting and fun, so we're going to find out what is going on with our guest and what she's doing. And it's pretty interesting. I mentioned it to you.
Yeah.
So we'll tease it a little bit. And otherwise, my weekend, very quiet, not much happening.
Right.
Yeah, just kind of coast through it, hoping to go on vacation, but every weekend is like busy with something, with work and shit. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just going to pick a week and say, I'm going.
Yeah.
Leave Thursday.
Look, the solution is to bring someone else to work. Excuse me. And so I don't have to be here as much.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's the answer, man. You can't be connected to your business through the umbilical cord for like years, you know? I mean,
and especially if it's your own business, you should be able to leave and come when you want and be able to trust the process.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. It's just hard for me to trust new people and shit, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, the trials and tribulations of running a business. But I'm not complaining, you know? I'm enjoying this. It's cool. I don't know what else I would be doing, but... you know, I mean, I could be doing a lot of different things. I love a lot of things. I got into the animation and shit, and I'm doing well. So we'll see. But no, really, I mean, I should just continue to enjoy what I have and what I built, you know.
Right.
You don't just give up on shit like this. And especially when I love it, I love the people. I was thinking about it this morning, you know. It's like if I didn't have this business, I probably wouldn't be meeting that many people. You know, I mean, I don't go out that much.
Right.
And I'm not particularly going out to socialize in clubs and stuff or bars. So, yeah, I meet a lot of people here, and that is pretty satisfying, I would say. So, especially when people are impressed with what I've made here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. On the dating scene, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
For you?
And I need to do something about it, you know? I have a friend who's constantly, like, meeting women. I'm like, how come I'm not meeting them? And then I realize he's actually looking. I'm not even thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, but he's looking where?
I don't know. Wherever, but he meets women, you know? I don't know. Wherever fucking
maybe he's got an app and he's not telling you.
No, well, he said he went on some site, but he only met somebody through there. I don't know, but... he goes out to the store or something, or Yeah, I need to ask him actually how he meets them.
Yeah, I know, because maybe there's like a calculation to it. Because I mean, it's not every day that a man can go to a store and just get a woman's number. Like, right. If somebody came up to me while I was buying ramen noodles, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me.
Right, but this woman actually came to him and shit, which was I don't know if I believe that story, but
yeah, I know. And guys are full of shit. Yeah. They'll say anything to make themselves look cooler in front of their friends.
But this is a friend. Why
it
would
doesn't
he,
matter. You know? Guys are like that, though.
Not in this
it's like
age,
the captain of the football team saying he smashed a freshman and she didn't even go to first base with him. Like,
but that's young people, you know.
No, men like take a very long time to mature. I don't even think they ever mature, really.
You're talking someone in his 50s, you know?
Yeah, I know, but my dad is 56, and I think he's pretty immature. I just don't think men ever grow up.
That's true, in a way.
And I feel like they're very competitive. It's just in their nature, just like it's in their nature to sleep with a lot of women.
Yeah, it is fucking competitive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, sometimes I get competitive on the fucking freeway when people cut me off or...
I can't stand driving with anyone who has road rage.
Yeah.
Oh, anxiety.
You know, people that like weave from one lane to another.
You is just that you?
No.
Oh.
Well, sometimes. But I don't do it. I just get competitive with people that drive fast because I drive faster. But I don't really race or anything. That's not what I mean.
Right.
But it's like I single them out in my mind. And I'm like, why am I doing this? What the fuck do I care how he's driving?
Right. You know?
But no, you're right. There's a lot of
competition
among men, you know.
Absolutely. 110%. Even between friends.
But I think
friends.
With women, too.
No, even between friends.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen guys, like, for instance, I went on a date with this guy and I met his best friend. It was like a dick swinging contest between the two of them trying to impress me. I'm like, this is weird. And it's backfiring for both of you, so... I'm just like, even friends, like best of friends will be quick to shit on you, especially if a female is involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's true, man. When the dick does the thinking, people get pretty distracted,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all the blood goes from the head to the other head, so.
I hate that saying. I think it's so disturbing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've heard it before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But it's true. Where does all the blood come from? You know,
I don't know, like hard. Your veins.
Yeah, but the veins just transport the blood. But you know, I mean, because when a man's aroused, there's a lot of blood going in, even when the woman does.
Ew.
That's what makes it like pleasurable.
Mm.
So where does the blood come from? Well, it's from the brain, maybe. Of course, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's just funny, man. But. Yeah, so in a couple of minutes, she's going to call. Did you hear there's a woman that goes by the name of Dr. Pimple Popper?
Ew, she has her own TV show now.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
Yeah.
A TV show? I thought she was like on Instagram and stuff.
No, she has her own reality show now.
And she actually shows people popping. It's like they show
like the
pictures here and I want to throw up. I mean, I think pimples are one of the grossest thing ever.
But it's not even just... It's not even, it's like she finds the most disturbing
videos and
video,
stuff, right?
Like patients ever.
Right.
Oh yeah. Like anytime I see her name or like I can kind of get a visual of this is what I'm about to scroll.
Right.
I go so fast past. I don't find any of that like interesting
like
to
interesting.
Watch.
Interesting. Right.
I find it disgusting. Like I don't want to see somebody's pus coming out of there.
Right. And yet everybody's fucking watching this.
Yeah. She got
know?
Her own reality show.
Wow.
Now her own show.
So they show this gross shit on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess some people don't find it gross. I mean, if
they
do,
find it fascinating, which
yeah,
I'm like
blackheads and shit, you know, they, it's like, I used to know a woman that would say, let me pop your zits.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck? It's gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but she's a pretty woman, but I can't believe she's like doing this shit. And I don't even know why I brought it up. It's gross. So let's move on to the next one. This one is interesting. And this one I think is in the UK. But this mom, she's married, right? And she's got kids. And she decided to actually cuddle total strangers for money. So she'll cuddle you for $60
an hour. That's actually a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing. Like, you can pay someone to cuddle with you.
Yeah, well.
Like, professional cuddlers.
But this is, like, newsworthy, so maybe that's, maybe there's not that.
It might be new in the UK, but that is not a new thing.
No?
No. I don't see how it's technically legal, because.
Why? Or I mean, safe. You're not having sex.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how it's safe.
I know, but it's, and she says that her husband doesn't mind it, you know. I mean, it is pretty intimate when you cuddle someone, you know. Especially most of them are men. I can't imagine how many women. But the reason she got into it, she was a massage therapist, and she realized how when she hugs people when they first come in, it like breaks the ice and gets their guard down and everything. So
I don't know if I could cuddle with a complete stranger like this.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, when you're a man and it's an attractive woman, it's not hard, you know?
Yeah, but there was a Facebook video or some type of video of a guy that does that job. Mm-hmm. He's not cute at all, but like he's like, every single day I cuddle with like 10 to 15 people.
Really?
I'm like, I can't believe people are actually like calling and saying, hey, can you come over from 6 to 7?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you.
And who would do that? I can't imagine a woman would do that and pay money for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, it's probably only gay dudes.
No, something. He cuddles with women.
Really?
Yeah. At least that's what he said in the documentary.
Who the fuck would pay?
I mean, there's probably there's like a lot of lonely women out there.
Yeah, I know.
And cuddling's great, but for me, like cuddling is like significant of me like potentially loving you. Right. Like even after my one night stand last week, he was like, "Can we cuddle?" And I said, "No."
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty intimate.
Mind
thing.
You, I love cuddling. It's like my favorite thing to do, but I'm not about to just do that with anybody.
Yeah,
I think that's more intimate than kissing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clients can also book a friendship-style coffee and cuddle session for $110.
That's probably more normal, because then you can kind of get to know the person before you cuddle with them.
Right.
And just maybe they'll be your soulmate.
But how can you not feel like you're going to a hooker or something, you know? So you're not having sex, but you're paying for something, right. You know, that a woman does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, people go public with this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got kids, too, I think. Yeah, mom of three. She made $57,000 last year. So that's about $1,100 a week. Not bad. Maybe you should do that.
No, I would never. Sorry.
Why would
I would
you
not put myself at risk.
No?
No. I don't care how much money you make.
Yeah.
I'm not showing up to some random guy's house to cuddle and then he like chokes me to death in his bed. I'm all
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, and you don't want them to know where you live,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And Lord knows if you put like a post up in your pictures there, how many fucking weirdos would respond.
Right.
No, I'm good.
I know, man. Today it's so dangerous to do anything, huh? You never know what kind of fucking weirdos are out there. Interesting. Yeah, so...
I'm not really feeling this weather today.
Yeah, it is overcast.
It's kind of putting me in
right?
like a blah mood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to burn off soon. You know that. It's going to get hot again. But you know what? The nice thing is it's gotten pretty cool, you know, like in the 80s. So it's not as hot anymore. And maybe the summer's over, you know? I mean, the days are getting shorter already.
Not really.
Yeah, they are.
I don't feel like it's getting darker earlier yet.
It is.
I don't think so.
You don't notice it, but let me tell you, in the summer, it's about 8:15, 8:30 when it gets dark. Now, maybe 7:15.
Yeah, but it's better than fucking 5 o'clock or 4:30.
No, but it'll get there.
Yeah, what month is that? October?
In the December.
Oh, December.
Yeah, that's like the shortest
day. I hate that.
Yeah.
When it's dark at 4:30
right.
or about to be like 5.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I have no motivation to do anything for the rest of the day.
I know, man, because it makes your day so short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one reason I don't like the winter as much, because I love daylight, you know?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. See, this office, I would never put it without a window. The studio, you know?
Yeah.
I have to have windows.
It would be weird if it was dark in here.
Well, most radio shows don't have windows. They just put the shit on the wall.
Yeah.
It looks like shit.
Styrofoam type things.
Right. And you feel like you're in a basement or something,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
And not for me, you know? I mean, I thought we need a view.
Amen to
love
that.
It. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, when the days are getting shorter and the nights are like forever, it's pretty depressing. I think you know, don't they call it like seasonal affect disorder or something sad?
Well, no, I know that the seasons do affect people's moods. Like people in, where's the place where it's dark 6 months and light?
Yeah, Alaska and the North Pole. And
they have like a high suicide rate.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine. But can you imagine?
I mean, at that point, just pack your fucking bags and move.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Who would want to live there anyway, though? I always wonder that. But I also wonder why people would live in the Midwest.
Right, where there's all kinds of...
Tornadoes
and it's freezing.
And huge bugs.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. I know. So you never know where you should live. I mean, everybody wants to live in California. But for crying out loud, we can't take everybody.
Yeah.
We already got so many fucking people here.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? People are leaving, too. And I don't know. I'm kind of tempted, I'm telling you, to leave California for a while.
You wouldn't leave this radio station, so...
No, not while I have it, but I mean in the future.
Like sell
it? Plus my mom's out here, you know, I don't want to move away when she's here.
Right.
And, but yeah, I mean, I'm thinking Oregon. I guess Denver's out of the question because I can't be in high places. I already discovered, remember? Mm-hmm. When I went to Mammoth and couldn't breathe up there, 13,000 feet high. So Colorado, at least Denver's out of the question. But, you know, what I envision is a nice place in Oregon where, you know, I mean, look, everybody dreams of a cottage on the lake. I don't know if that would be possible. But what is possible is to live in a smaller town.
Right.
And then you're half an hour, 45 minutes from the big city. So if you need something big or that you can't get, which today is unusual because you can get everything on Amazon, you know, and things will come to you. But if you want to go out, whatever, you know, and you don't have it in your small town, then you go to the big city. But it's still not LA, you know what I'm saying? So the delivery is here and we need to sign for it, right? You need me to sign for it here? Okay. I got some goodies from Amazon. We were just talking about Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So I got some goodies here. And what you need my name? Sam. Is that good enough? All right. Awesome. Here. And I'm going to sign with my finger. There you go. Thank you so much. Yeah, sometimes they need the signature, man. I mean, you know, it depends what they send you.
Yeah, most places need a signature, but sometimes Amazon just, like, most Amazon packages, they just, like, throw it at the door. They're like, bye.
Well, UPS does, you know. That's what they do. But yeah, this is Amazon Local, and they have, so they need to get signature for some reason. I don't know why. But UPS always leaves the packages here without.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, so, you know, you can get anything you want in a small town and everything and still enjoy the joys of a smaller town. And I've seen some, and it's really appealing, you know. I mean, after you live here in this concrete jungle, you know, I want to see some nature. I do. I miss it a lot. I miss nature a lot.
I wouldn't even know where to tell you to go, because
yeah,
not a clue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and there's so many places in the country. I hear North Carolina is very nice, you know, so I might check that out.
Yeah, it's warm there too.
Yeah,
it snows. I think it snows like very
does
little.
It snow? Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I do want to see Denver, Colorado at some point, but I want to go when it's warm out.
Yeah.
So like summertime probably.
Or like now. I mean, now it would be warm.
Well, I mean, right now it's not happening. I'm okay. Saying in my future, so probably summertime. But I do want to go, because how long's that flight? Like 2 hours?
Probably even less. It's not that far.
How long to drive?
To drive would be, I don't know.
Let me look. Hold on.
But it's not that close, let me tell
no,
you.
No, it's not. It sounds like it
it's
could be
probably
far.
I think, look, if it took to Phoenix, it takes about, I don't know, you might make Denver in like day,
no.
Right?
Nope.
How many miles?
It's saying, hold on, that's actually no highways. Let me put highways.
Yeah, LA to Denver.
Hold on 1 second. I have like no service in here.
Oh, but you can do
14 hours and 9 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So you can do it.
Oh, God.
In 1 day, but you can do it in 2 days. You know, I mean, drive.
Like, what's on the way to Denver that you could stop to make a road trip out of it?
Oh, a million places. You have Vegas. You have Utah.
Oh, it's in that direction.
Yeah. You have Utah. You have, Arizona.
Yeah. Might not be here on Friday, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I just thought of that when you said Vegas.
Okay.
I might be going to Vegas.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because that the people that paid me to do their show
Want
to pay me for one more weekend, but it's in Vegas.
Oh, then go.
Yeah, if it's organized, though. Like, it was a complete shit show when I went to San Diego. I'm like, I'm going to need some... I'm going to have to pick the hotel. I'm staying at the Wynn or the MGM or the Mandalay Bay. Because if I'm not filming, because most of the time it's like you're not filming. So right. I'll be like on vacation.
Right.
I wouldn't mind driving.
But these are not great hotels. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but they have the day pool parties that are lit. And when you stay at them, you can go for free.
But the Cosmopolitan has the cool parties.
Well, I mean, they're probably not going to pay for the Cosmo. Right. That's like $800 a night.
No, not really. In Vegas, you don't pay that much, you know?
No, the Cosmo is really expensive.
Or maybe for a suite or something, you know?
Not Hold on, let me look. I'm pretty sure, because when I went for my 24th birthday, we wanted to stay there.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, hell
Even no. if you had to split it a few ways, it was expensive for you?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And that's when I had money.
I can't imagine paying this for one night. My God, you don't even get to stay for 24 hours, you know? You check in at 4, you have to leave at 11 or 12.
No, I think check-in's 2.
Okay,
but even two, I think, is late. I think check-in should be noon.
Right, you know, so you spend only half a day there.
Right.
And then the morning of the next day.
Yeah. It's, like, funny because check-in is so late.
Right.
But check-out, they're like, you got to be gone by 10:30.
Because they want time to clean and stuff. But it's ridiculous, you know, to spend that kind of money on a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Let's see.
Even if you have pool parties, so go to another hotel for the pool party.
Yeah.
How much can it cost for
girls? I think for girls, like, you could probably, like, for me, I could probably get anywhere hooked up. Like, I just got to find a promoter that'll sit me at his table.
Yeah.
But let's see here. I haven't been to Vegas in so long.
I know, me either.
Like, since I was 24, that was 6 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I got food poisoning at Benihana's. Me and Gabby.
Both of you?
I was throwing up. She was shitting. It was a mess. And it was our birthday, too.
Yeah, that's terrible, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why our guest is not calling in.
Because she's probably not calling in.
Yeah, what are we going to do about those people that don't call in?
I don't know. I don't know why. I thought we were not going to accept phone guests anymore. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so the Cosmo rate for one night is $540.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So for three nights, let's see. I mean, they go all the way up to like $1,000. That's crazy.
Oh, well.
So $500 a night and you stay for four nights, that's $2,000. That's insanity.
Yeah, right?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, that's for rich people. Not everybody goes there.
Yeah.
Know?
But, I mean, you won't catch me at like that. What's that? You won't catch me staying at the Circus.
No.
That's what I won't do.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny, but back in the 70s, that was a place to stay,
no,
you know?
No. That just screams you're leaving with bed bugs.
Right.
And it's funny because we're judging a book by its cover, but even if you look at pictures, it looks so outdated and gross.
Right.
It's just...
They haven't upgraded in 30 years, 40 years.
Like the Aria is super dope.
Yeah, the Aria.
Oh, my God.
And the one across from it, the Vidara, that's nice because it's a hotel without a casino.
They're like connected though, right?
They're across the street from each other. Oh, yeah, okay. They're the same company.
Because you know how sometimes they have like those long ass hallways.
Right.
You could just walk to the next hotel.
Right, but this is sort of a circle. So you walk around when you go through the front. And the Vidara is nice because they have nice lavender smell in the air.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like a casino where they're smoking and shit.
I've never been there.
And, yeah, when you go to the Aria, just go across the street.
My dream is to just, like, go and sit down one time at the slot machine and just win, like, $500,000.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Not my luck, but it would be nice. But it's so funny how people can just, like, go and sit there all night and just... hit that slot machine over. It's like they must put something in the water for people just like to think that's entertaining. I could probably do it three times tops and then I'm like, I'm over it. Fuck it. Because I hate losing money.
Exactly. You know,
like when I go to the store and I buy a scratch ticket and I don't lose and I don't win anything, not even like my dollar back, I get pissed.
Yeah, but you know, sitting in the casino, you know, you realize you work so hard for your money. And then
it's gone.
It's gone, and it goes so easily.
And then people like continue
anything out of it.
Nothing,
you know.
And then people that can't accept defeat keep going, thinking that they're going to win, and they just keep losing.
Right.
Like one of my boys went to
That's what gambling is.
Yeah. It is a gambling problem because you just won't. And people, the casinos know who they can hit. They're like, look at this sucker.
Yeah, they'll give them, they'll comp everything for them.
Mm-hmm. My friend went to Foxwoods. Have you ever heard of that? It's in Connecticut. It's like the casino out there because like Massachusetts and stuff, we can't have casinos.
Right.
And he went and he said that he just started and he won 500. So he was like, oh my God, this is going to be great for the rest of the night. End up losing 5,500.
Really?
I'm like, you should have kept that $500.
Yeah.
Like, if I won even, like, $200, I'm like, yes!
You'd quit, right?
Yeah, we're going to get steaks.
Right. And then the next day, you'd go back and you'd
try it
that.
Again.
Right. You leave that $200 plus more.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why do you have to keep going? Then you can't go to the club because you just lost your money. I don't even think you can check out until you pay.
Right.
How does that work?
You can't check out till you pay.
Like, how does that work if you lose thousands of dollars?
Oh, you obviously pay. You put the money in as you play, so you have to borrow the money from somewhere, right?
Yeah, but if you're borrowing it the end, what's to say I'm not going to be like, all right, see
no, you. But you're not borrowing it from them. You know, you can just like get your money from anywhere. But if you lose, you lose.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they don't have to run after you for the money. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
They're not going to take risks like that. Did you ever see Ocean's 11?
I just watched Ocean's 8. I saw all the Ocean's 11, but I just watched all female cast.
Right.
So good.
Was it good?
I watched it this weekend. It was good from beginning to end.
Oh, so it just came out, huh?
No, I have the Fire Stick.
Oh, okay.
So I can watch like whatever movie I'm on.
Right, even the new ones.
Yeah.
Huh. So, is it good quality?
It depends. Like, so Ocean's 8 came out in May.
No, I mean the quality of the streaming.
That's what I'm saying. So Ocean's 8 came out in May.
Right.
And it's been so long. Like, if I tried to watch it while it was still in theater, not a good quality. So I have to wait a couple months.
Right, till it comes out on DVD.
And then
something.
It's great. It's like DVD quality.
Right.
It's like I went to Redbox and I paid for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was really good, though. Like, really good movie.
Yeah. I like the first one, though, because that heist that they stole from Andy Garcia was like unfucking believable.
Yeah, that whole
it was such a great twist in the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. The other two I did not like at all.
I liked all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's dead in the new one though. I didn't really like that.
Oh, really?
Because that's his sister.
Right.
Sandra Bullock is playing his sister.
Right.
And he's...
So they had to kill him off?
Well, they didn't even show his character. They just announced at the beginning of the movie he's dead and she went to his grave. But then she did make a remark in the middle of the movie where someone was like, do you think he's really dead? And she's like, I don't know. He's a con artist.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was really good.
Nothing is what it seems, you
beautiful
know?
Female cast.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway is just breathtaking to me. So is Rihanna.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And I watched Infinity War finally. The Marvel movie. Do you even
know that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The newest one.
Yeah. Was it good?
The Avengers.
Yeah.
It was good. Kind of sad. I cried on a couple parts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I haven't been into the
hopefully it's not like 6 years till the next one comes out.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to take that long. So I just got an email back from the publicist.
Oh, God.
Let's see. She couldn't reach her this morning.
She couldn't?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she says she's a real estate agent and a single mom, so maybe something came up. But, okay. So we'll give him the benefit of a doubt. We'll invite her back. It's just that, you know, when you make time for people and they don't show up or call... frustrating, right?
Yeah,
but that's okay because we've got shit to talk
about.
I
just feel like you should just do in studio guests and not do phone calls,
right? But even they don't show up.
Yeah, I know, but at least like when they show up we can like phone interviews are just blah,
right? But you know what, maybe we can bring up this website that I mentioned to you before, and where she actually, well, I don't want to give away her story, but this website, it's called What's Your Price. Have you heard of it?
No.
I actually now remember that I've heard of it a long time ago. But essentially, I mean, how is this not like a sugar daddy thing? Because it's the same promises. Look, okay, we make online dating simple. we're the online dating shortcut that gets you more dates with attractive people. Find singles in your area who are looking for a date now. Okay? But get this. It's like you have a woman will give a price of how much she's willing to take to go on a date with you, not to have sex with you, but just go on a date, right?
What's the name of this website?
It's called whatsyourprice.com.
That sounds like prostitution.
Right? But look what it says. So it says to generous members, and there's a picture of a man, okay? Meet attractive people. They don't say meet attractive women, you see. But they put pictures and they hint that this is what happens. The guys are paying the women to go on dates. So meet attractive people who otherwise may have been out of your league.
Oh, my God.
Secure a first meeting more quickly than on other dating sites. Now, for the attractive members with a picture of a beautiful woman, get reimbursed for the time and effort it takes to prepare for a date. I mean, is this like the most fucking ridiculous thing?
I just don't see how.
To pay her for preparing for the date. Quickly meet interesting new people and go on fun dates. Notice how to the women, they don't say meet attractive men.
Right.
Interesting new people. So it's all, they're talking in code here. And like you said, it sounds like either prostitution or a way for women to lead men on.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like anything I would be involved in.
Right?
It's a little sketchy that she was married and doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she was married.
You said she's married.
No, I didn't say she's married. I said the other woman was married.
Right. You got two stories.
Yeah, I know. And that's okay. When I mixed it up for you in the beginning.
Right.
Before the show.
Yeah. Sorry, folks.
Yeah. I mean, it's an inner confusion.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. That sounds like sugardaddy.com, sugarbaby.com. It sounds pretty much like the same exact website.
I know, except
it just has a different title. And this one's even worse. What's your price?
But with the sugar daddy, I think people pretty much expect to have sex both sides.
And this website also sounds like they're not gonna post that on the website.
Yeah.
No man is paying a woman that's out of his league to take her to dinner. I'm sorry. Right. It's not gonna happen.
Right. No, but they figure it gives you a chance to see her and meet her. But if she's doing this for the money, then you know she's probably not into you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And can you imagine being so that desperate of a man?
Right, that you just pay to go on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how shitty you gotta be as a person. Like, don't get me wrong, there's attractive people and then there's unattractive people, but unattractive people can still find a counterpart.
Right.
It's not like only good looking people can date and be in relationships. There are unattractive people that have more solid relationships with other people than people that are good looking. Like, it's so funny. I had this conversation with my girlfriend last night on FaceTime. I said, 96% of the attractive females that I follow on social media are all single.
Yeah. Well, maybe because they prefer to be single because
I think
they get
hard.
So much attention, no?
Yeah, no, I think it's hard for attractive women to find a man that can deal with that attention, especially in this day of age when, there's social media and, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it has to take a certain type of man to be like, my bitch is bomb and this is my bitch. Like, I'm not worried about anyone else's comment or sliding in her DMs, but most men, even if they're good looking, are insecure.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true, you know, but obviously the man has to be generous on this website and the woman has to be attractive. And I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I'd pay for a date.
No.
Maybe if I was desperate, I don't know.
Even if I was desperate, I wouldn't pay for a date. I'd rather be
dateless. And it's just, you know, and there's just the hope that maybe you'll get further. I mean, if this woman is willing
if she'll sleep with you?
Yeah, for money, you know? I mean, that's the thing. If she's willing to meet you for money, maybe she'll go to the next step and sleep with you for more money, you know? But average first date incentive,
$125. That is nothing. Are you kidding me?
That's not a lot.
No.
To just go for dinner with a man?
Nope.
Wow. I don't know. Well, I mean, look, you don't have to go with just everybody that, you know, you obviously have to accept them or something. So you can see them by pictures. They have a profile, whatever. I mean, just for a date in a public place, what do you care? That's not pretty bad. I mean, go on a date every fucking day. Make $125. Why not? Do it. That's not
I'm not
prostituting.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thanks. My teeth are bothering me today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then don't eat much.
No. Not like that. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
They almost feel like fuzzy.
Really? Did you eat lemon?
I mean, I had lemon water this morning.
Maybe that's what.
I'm like, what the hell?
Lemon makes your teeth like that. They don't feel smooth, right?
I mean, the top does. It's the back.
Right.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, but you didn't bite into a lemon though, right?
No.
Okay, but still, I think it's from that. See if it happens again.
Yeah, but I have lemon water like every day.
Because you said it feels fuzzy. It means they're not like smooth like they always are.
Well, I had really warm coffee this morning.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
anything. Yeah, I have like warm coffee every morning.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, but I know because I like salads with lemon, and sometimes there's so much lemon that my teeth are like, where's the smoothness of the teeth?
You right, know? Right.
Feels kind of like that, mm-hmm. and then it goes away, you know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. We want to give a little tribute to John McCain.
Oh, yeah. Rest right? in peace.
I mean, the amazing thing is, although there's people that didn't like him, and of course, Democrats who opposed him and stuff, he has captured, I think, the imagination and the heart of Americans, you know?
Yeah.
Because he is a true hero. I mean, he gave his life for this country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he sat in a fucking cage for 5 years in Vietnam. Can you imagine?
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
That's such a long time.
To be anywhere.
Yeah.
And to do anything.
Dude, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Little in 5 years. 5 hours.
With people that hate you and that threaten you, probably torture you.
God.
You know, so to go through something like that and survive and come back, you know, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Americans do appreciate the veterans, and I like that, you know. But we don't do enough for them, and that's the truth.
Right.
Every day I'm reading articles about how vets are mistreated and shit like that.
I mean, there's videos all the time on like Facebook and Instagram of vets being mistreated. But it's just kind of crazy to me. And I always think about how like people did like sacrifice their life and put their life on the line to fight for America. And then they come back and they have nothing and right. like no support system.
Right.
And like not our country doesn't even really do anything for them.
No. And you see with soldiers, what happens is you take a normal person,
mm-hmm.
I believe you like deconstruct them and then reconstruct them as a fighting machine.
Right.
As a soldier, mm-hmm. you know. Then they come back here and they're not the same person anymore.
Right.
They can't, you know, the skills they have to kill people and survive, they don't need the same skills here.
Right.
So they're lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, you know.
I don't.
You know that in Israel, everybody goes to the army for 3 years.
Well, that used to be a thing, right? Like if you were like 18, you had to go. You had to enlist.
Only during certain periods in the country. Right. Yeah, like during Vietnam. I remember so. But in Israel, everybody has to. And if you somehow manage to get out with excuses or you fake health problems or whatever, you never can get a job almost anywhere.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so you have to go, you know. But it's part of it because you defend your country and everybody else does it.
I used to get really disturbed by war movies, like when they would show like a bomb blow off somebody's leg and it's just like dangling. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yo, this is really intense.
Yeah, some of those movies are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I believe and that's why we have to give vets support, and I'm actually going to check into what I can do, you know, maybe as a volunteer or something to do something for
right
them, you know.
Right.
I feel so bad for them because these are people that truly put their lives on the line, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to, you know. So we'll see what else. Are there any new movies this weekend that did well at all?
I haven't heard of anything.
No?
Yeah, no.
Let me see if I see on my phone here, because I know there was a couple films that are supposed to start, but I don't know which ones, you know?
Maybe soon.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anything, and I watch a lot of TV, yeah. So I think I would see a preview, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I have Flixster here, and that's going to tell us real quick. Box office, Don't Miss the Climax, isn't it? Oh, no, that's 50 Shades. Okay, top box office. Yeah, The Meg.
Still?
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Do you want to see that
one? Yeah, I do want to see that one. I heard it was a great romance film, and everyone said it was super funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at the great reviews, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, that's a really big deal to have an all-Asian cast and do that well.
That's true, right?
Setting the bar.
The new Mission Impossible, have you seen that yet?
That's been out for a while, I feel.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, no. I don't watch movies in the theater because I have no one to go with.
Yeah.
So I just wait for
Christopher Robin, have you considered seeing that
one? I do want to see that.
Yeah.
I think it looks really
cute. My son
cute.
Went to see it with his mom. He said it was pretty good.
Yeah. I think it looks cute.
Yeah, it is. They're all walking around them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so small and short.
I mean, like, everyone grew up on Winnie the Pooh, so it's like a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also that... what's his name? Spike Lee movie, right? The KKK thing.
Oh, black the white the black Klansman.
Yeah, the black Klansman.
I heard that did really well too.
Yeah, 95%.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh, the actor.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. He's got two sons that act now.
What about the new Jurassic World? Have you seen that?
So when I went to that guy's hotel room, we started watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's been out of theaters for a very long time.
Right, right. Not a very long time, a few months.
Yeah, a few months. I mean, that's pretty long, though.
Yeah.
A few months is a long time to be out of theaters. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, thank God for video, because before that, I mean, think about it. They work so long to make a movie, and then in one weekend, it comes and goes, you know?
Well, no. A movie like that stays in the theater for...
Well, sometimes. No, you don't know. You never know.
Well, no, if it's a shitty movie, yeah.
Right.
Like, if it's like... If it's like a...
But they still work hard on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, there's certain... You know, did The Nun come out yet? No, so that's 2 weeks from now. September 12th or 6th? No, it comes out this next weekend?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it comes out next weekend. I think that'll do a very large opening.
Really? And mm-hmm. who plays in it?
It's... Dude, we watched the trailer last week. The scary movie?
The Nun?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw in the store they had all five of the Alien movies. Have you seen any of them? Alien?
I've seen a couple of them. Like, I've seen, like, Alien vs. Predator when they fought each other.
Right. But that's like, you need to see the first one to see how
that. Isn't Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
No.
Who's in it?
Sigourney Weaver. And she's the star. She's been in four of them, I think. So she wasn't in all of them. But
she has short hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've seen some of them.
I mean, she was hot in the movies when...
There's a new one coming out.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're in the main... Olivia Munn is like the main actress in it.
Oh, wow.
She's dropped
so maybe
gorgeous.
I should see the... Yeah, because the latest one was back with Ridley Scott, who is the one that... The first one that made...
Right.
The first one. Mm-hmm. The first film. So you need to know where they come from.
That's why I'm like, people are like, I can't wait for the new Halloween to come out. I'm like, have you guys seen all of them? Because then it won't make sense if you haven't. I've seen like every single one of those.
Right.
Even the old school ones.
Yeah.
Even though the old school ones aren't really tied into the new ones because they started redoing them.
Yeah.
Like maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They just got
what
really
about
gory.
Prometheus. Have you seen that one?
Never even heard.
Yeah. It's like an alien movie. And I watched it. It's also a Ridley Scott movie. I was
what,
very
just
disappointed
like
with the aliens too. Yeah, like other aliens, you know.
Yeah,
looked more like people, and they found like another planet where maybe that's where man started on another planet, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I need some good. I watched the Little Mermaid remake last night.
Uh huh.
Horrible.
Really?
I was like, you guys disrespected that movie.
Is that another animated movie?
No.
Oh,
like the
so
American
that's a live
version,
action?
But it was like a UK version. So I'm hoping the US comes out with like an actual like, because you know Beauty and the Beast, the human remake. They literally, it was like the same exact thing as the original cartoon. Uh-huh. Same song, same everything.
Right. And this one's different?
This one was like, they tried, the acting was like really cringeworthy.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys disrespected this franchise.
I suppose so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thank you for nothing for our guest for not calling in. And thank goodness we're able to carry a show every day for you guys. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
As always, great ride with you every morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.